Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
We take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Here with the talk of the town. Talk of the town.
Check this
afternoon, everybody. You're now live on the Middleman Talk Show, and this is Talk of the Town with Kevin and Al. Our host of Talk of the Town, Nick Eden, is out today, so we're going to hold it down for him today. Kev,
yes,
what's
sir.
Up, man?
Sir.
What's up?
Sir, yes, sir, we are. You know what, dude? It sounds so strange doing this show without him.
It really do, man. It really do, man. Nick has that element.
Yeah. And welcome to another Talk of the Town episode with Nicky. I can't sound like
him. Nah, we can't do it, man.
He too smooth for me.
Right. We can't do it, man. Can't do it. But, hey, we're going to hold it down for Nick on Nick's show, Talk of the Town, tonight, Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We are here. We live. Got a good subject for you all today. I know everybody's getting ready for 4th of July weekend. Make sure you all be safe this weekend out there. Mess with some fireworks. If you're traveling, make sure you all traveling safe, man. You know, go to speed limit. Go a little slower than the speed limit if you have to. You'll make it to your destination. Whenever you get there, don't try to rush. And I want everybody to be safe. So you all come back and, you know, come back home and live a happy life with no problem. So thanks for everybody for tuning in to the Middleman Show and all our guests that are listening on the phone line. Everybody in the chat room. You're here, like I said. We're going to hold it down for Nick today. Al and Kevin, not here.
I can't introduce myself, player.
Go ahead. You
this
see.
Is Kevin, man. That ain't too late now.
Let me step back. Let me step back on the mic.
No, man. This is really Nick's show, man. So I'm going to show respect tonight.
Right. All right, let's
y'all,
do it.
If y'all want to check us out, you know what I'm saying, with the whole Middleman crew, tune in on Sunday when it goes
right.
Damn. It go down on this show also, but, you know, it goes down on Sunday.
Right.
Down.
Yeah. So, you know, I know Nick was going to, you know, talk about, you know, new releases this week. Also the BET Awards as well. That was what we had planned for the 4th day show. And did you watch any
no.
of the BET Awards? Okay. I just want to know. We ain't even had that conversation yet. I was trying to wait till third, so I guess we can't even have that conversation.
Nah, man, I'm going to tell you, dude, I'm one of the rare few that refused to watch that crap.
I figure, man. I figure. I don't blame you. I don't blame
you. I'm just saying, though, man, you know, because, I mean, I'm not knocking anybody that watched BET Hip Hop Awards, but it's the same damn people every damn year.
Yeah.
Doing
yeah.
the same thing. Now, maybe some of the songs are better. Some of the songs are a little bit more hot. But it's the same people. Man, how many times can I see Drake shake his hand and, you know, go side to side like he preaching? How many times can I sit there and see Lil Wayne smiling like somebody that put peanut butter on his teeth and he's trying to get it off? I'm tired of seeing Rick Ross with his shirt open walking around. I'm tired of Nicki Minaj looking like Marge Simpson. I mean, dude, it's just... I'm just tired of those people, man.
That's true, man. Now, one thing I want to comment, man, you know, as far as if anybody's out there that listens to the Middleman Show who is on the committee for the BET Awards, man, get some more performers up there instead of the same people every year, day in, day out, man. Pretty much all the people who perform at the BET Awards are going to perform again at the BET Hip Hop Awards. You know, let's see somebody else, man. I'm tired of these same old artists. I mean, no disrespect to anybody out there as far as, you know, Rick Ross, Drake, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, you know, any of those people that you will normally see all the time. Beyonce, no disrespect to them. Let's get some new talent in, man, and let's see what these new people got, man, that really are actually doing some good music, that really need exposure. Change it up, man. People like to see new, but they're afraid of change. You know what I'm saying? But, let's try to change something up, man. That's the only thing I want to say about the BET Awards. And hold on, one other thing.
Yeah.
Everybody and their mama know who was watching the BET Awards know that Will Smith paid for his two kids to win those two awards. They don't have a tie. First tie ever. I guess they thought it was going to be cute to have, you know, Will Smith and his son and daughter win the same award. Same year.
No, that wasn't cute. That wasn't cute.
So, I don't agree with it, but hey, politics, work, you know, democracy don't work, man. So, either way it goes, man, you know, the show was okay. Patti LaBelle did a great job. You know, everybody who was, you know, pretty much on Twitter, man, that was tweeting about Patti for a long time.
What were some of the things they were saying, man?
As far as how good her voice sound, how good she still looks, how she still carry herself, you know, taking care of herself real well.
Right.
You know, her music being an inspiration for a lot of artists, her being like a motherly figure to a lot of people, a lot of people looking up to Patti, remember listening to some of her songs as far as a child when their parents used to listen to Patti. Things like that. Some people were like, man, I wish Patti was my auntie or my grandma. I know she could cook, and it'll be good to come home to a home-cooked meal and also hear her sing while she cooks, because I can just imagine Patti over the stove just humming and stirring, and, on the stove, making some good cornbread and greens and all that.
And to tell you the truth, honestly, I would rather eat. I want to check out Patti cooking, man, real talk. Because, I mean, you know, she had a little cook show a little while ago when she was showing some of the recipes. And you know that came straight from the house, straight from the south.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's real talk right there. And some of the one of the things I didn't like what they were saying about some of the older guests on there, I just read a couple of things. Like I said, I did not see the show. But I was reading a couple of things where they were saying that, you know, it was almost like a old folks award or something. You know, it was tripping off the older artists that were on there last night. I mean, the other night. But, you know, it's all good because I think a lot of younger artists can learn from a lot of these older artists, man.
That's what
I'm saying? Because if you don't know how to, you know, perform or know how to carry yourself. Because, I mean, man, when you get on the stage, you jumping around, especially for our rappers out there. If you on the stage and you jumping around with 20 people around you and you in the middle, how am I going to see you? How am I even going to know you there? Now, matter of fact, I might not even know who's rapping.
Exactly.
I've seen it. Shout out to what's his name? Who we saw like that a while? It was a while ago. Had about 50 people on stage. We didn't even know who was rapping.
That sounded like a Waka Flocka concert to me.
Oh yeah, wacky.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. Most
definitely. But I mean, overall, you know what I'm saying? Now, I've seen a lot of mixed reviews for the BET Awards. You know, to all the people on our web chat, if you get your profile, you can tell us what you think about the BET Awards. Was it whack? Or was it better than last year? Who knows? I don't know. Let them know what we're talking about today, Al.
Well, today people are going to talk about the old grind versus new grind. And pretty much we're talking about the grinding method as far as getting your product. We're not just going to say music. We're going to say product out there. You know, back in the day, people used to sell thousands and thousands of CDs and tapes out of the trunk. You know, we had record stores that we could run to after school when you got off work. You know, you had the mom and pop store that you can always, you know, find your local artists, you know, at it and be able to support them, you know. And then you also had like your other forms of media, like Tower Records, like Columbia House, FYE, Sam City. You had all those medias that you can actually go in, you know, and get CDs. So people will wait until like Tuesday, you know, just to go and get like brand new, fresh CD out there. But now you don't have. You know, nowadays everything is more digital. It's digital download. And YouTube, you know, which is the new grind. You know, making your own video, promoting your own self, getting your own music up on iTunes and Rhapsody and all other forms of new media where people can download your information. Now, the thing that we want to talk about today, we want to compare and contrast the old versus the new. You know, can things work, you know, now that worked in the past, could it still work with the new grind? You know, for selling CDs out of the trunk or just getting physical copies of CDs in general and trying to sell those CDs, can that still work? You know, do people really understand the word and the meaning of grinding? You know, is sitting in front of a computer a true grind? Yes or no? You know, if not, I mean, you know, back in the day, people used to be more visible as far as being in the public eye, because that's the only way you can get your information out there, was you had to travel, you had to go to events, you had to promote yourself, you had to be in front of people so they could see who you are, and you can give your music to them. Now, only thing people got to do is send emails, send tweets, post up on Facebook, post up on different websites, YouTube, swagtelly.com, you know, all those other type of medias, all hip-hop, Worldstar Hip-Hop. You got all these forms of media out there that you can put your information on. You know, yep. Is that the grind now? You know, is this what grind is going to consist of from now on? And what forms of the new grind work and what forms do not work? You know, we want to hear about what you all have to say about the old grind versus the new grind of today. So we're going to try to get into it. We're going to go ahead and take our first break of the day so we can go ahead and get into this particular show. I know everybody has some opinions that they want to discuss. Like I said, if you're on the chat board, if you're on the line, make sure you press number one on your phone. If you're on the chat board, put your comments there. We'll get to you. If you see me on Twitter, you want to tweet me. My name is at the middleman Al. That's T-H-E-M-I-D-D-L-E-M-E-N-A-L. Send me your tweets. I'll definitely respond to you on Twitter, and also get your comments reported over the air. We can go ahead and go into the first song of the day, man.
Well, hold on, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just letting everybody know, like Al said, the phone lines are open. You can dial at 718-508-9972. It's all on our pages. So, hey, man, y'all call in. Let's talk about this tonight. Man, we wanted to pay homage. And you know, before Al really got into it, he forgot to let everybody know. For tonight's show, old versus the new grind, we want to pay homage to some of the pioneers of selling out the trunks and selling ghetto platinum, which was, what, a couple of 100,000 copies?
Mm-hmm.
That's ghetto platinum right there. We want to give homage and pay homage to some of these artists tonight that we're going to play. And the first artist that we're going to play tonight is our man, Too Short. If y'all don't know this song right here, maybe you were too young back in the day. But this was the first grinding dude that I ever heard of selling this many units out of the trunk. And this song is Life Is Too Short. You're listening to the Middleman Talk Show, which is the Talk of the Town Talk Show, Blog Talk Radio. Here we go.
I remember how it all began. I used to sing dirty rap to my East Side fans back then. I knew you couldn't stop this rap. No MC could rock like that. In the South, came the bass got deeper. He gave up the mic and bought you a beeper. Do you wanna rap or sell coke? Brothers like you ain't never broke. People wanna say it's just my time. Brothers like me had to work for mine. 8 years on the mic and I'm not joking. Sir Too Short coming straight from Oakland, California, home of the rock. 8 woofers in the trunk beating down the block. Short dog, I'm that rapping man. I said it before and I say it again. Life is
too short.
Homeboy, you soon find out. Life is
too short. fill your cap. Turn around, homeboy, you better watch your back. Life is.
Man.
What
year was that?
All I know, man. All I know, I was still wearing Kool-Aid socks when that song came out, man. That's all I know.
I'm surprised you even know what it was.
Come on, man. Testing my gangster, man. My rap knowledge and hood. Well, I ain't hood, but, you know, my rap knowledge.
Man, but you know what, man? Too Short, man, he put it down. He blazed the trail for a lot of independent artists out there, man, to really see what it was to have that hustle, that grind. And, you know what I'm saying, make the way for people to, you know, even like one of the other artists we're going to get into tonight is Master P, man. They saw how this guy was, you know, pushing stuff out of the trunk, man. And he blazed that whole path for a lot of people. And I really don't think people understand what he did for this game we call hip-hop or rap, you know.
Right.
He really don't understand. He wasn't on no major label at first when he was doing all of this, you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
So, I mean, he did a great thing, man.
Right. P really came in and revolutionized the independent game and, like, made an independent label look major. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was...
Oh, yes.
I mean, it seemed like every CD that he was putting out back in the day was either getting close to going gold, and going flat. You know,
well,
like, none of them...
If you think about it, man, a lot of stores and a lot of places that were selling his record... you know, were bootleg, and he probably went platinum, multi-platinum a couple of times, man. You know how many people were bootlegging that guy record back in the day?
Oh, yeah. But he was still killing it, though, man. He was killing it on himself. Because I can remember, like, growing up, and, like, you would see in the inside of his CD covers, you would see all the next CDs that were coming out. So, I mean, you were planning for it. Like, you was waiting on that... those dates that those things would come out of. And then, like, even if the dates got pushed back, you were still like, well, you know, I'm going to get that too, and then I'm going to get the next one. They're going to come out the week after that too. You know what I'm saying? Because you knew. And then also, like, the old grind, you know, compared to the new grind, to me it feels like we had better quality music.
Right.
Back then. You know, you would have a CD full of 17 songs. Out of those 17 songs, you'll have 10 to 15 that were banging.
True. And
now,
really, before you get into the whole promotional side of everything, I want to give a shout out to my man Takeem out there. He's listening in on the internet in Orlando, over at the studio, listening in. Give a shout out to those guys. But you know what I'm saying? Let everybody know what we're talking about, because, I mean, that's one thing as far as the old way and marketing that P brought into the game that I really don't see anymore. So let everybody know what we're talking about that just tuning in.
Now, today we're talking about the old grinding methods, meaning selling CDs out of the trunk, record stores, all other forms of media outlet versus the new grinding methods. Now you have people, now the only way you can really sell your stuff is digital download, iTunes, Rhapsody, eMusic, you know, and also you have YouTube, which is a free service that you can put your stuff out there, promote yourself, you know, get yourself visibly known. You know, back in the day, you had to actually go hand to hand, foot to foot, getting your information out there, you know what I'm saying? Be visible with yourself so people can actually see your stuff, because the internet wasn't as prevalent as it is now. You know, since the digital downloading stage is taking over, can the old grinding method still work as far as selling CDs out of trunk? Trying to get your CDs in mom and pop record stores that are still alive. You know, do people still really want to buy a CD? That's a good question. Like, and also, do people really understand the word and the meaning of grinding? Is sitting in front of your computer true grind, even though you're not visibly in the public eye? You know, they can't see you. They can see you, but they can't touch you. You know, is that still true grinding? And also, what forms of the new grind really work, and what forms do not work? You know, we want to hear what you all have to say out there today. Of course, we want to give our opinion, Kevin and I. But if you're on the chat board, place your comments there. We'll definitely get to you. If you want to call in to comment, dial 718-508-9972. Now, as far as getting back to, you know, the old grinding method, you know, CDs, man. Everybody bought CDs. There was no such thing as burning discs back then. Like, you had to go and get your own copy. Now, you could dub a tape.
Right.
through a tape player, but how many people really did that on a mass scale?
Not many, man. I don't know a lot of people that even have the capability of doing mass dubbing on tapes or even mass dubbing
right.
on CDs. Because I recall a long time ago, some guys I know, man, that was burning CDs, man, they were charging like $5 a disc. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Just to get a dub.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so, dude, if you sitting up there trying to get that, man, what you think going to happen? But
right.
I think you have a caller, man. Let's see what this caller right here got to say.
Okay.
Caller 662-889. You're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's up?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Take him.
Is it Take him?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Take him, man?
What's
hey, just
good,
gave
man?
You a
what's
shout
good?
Out a moment ago, man, for all the people that don't
yeah.
know, man. This is the
yeah.
Flight League, man, a young up-and-coming group, man, out of Columbus, Mississippi, man. These young guys are doing videos. They got out there grinding the new
How
way.
That?
Yeah.
How that?
Yeah,
we
try to come up, man. We trying to come up out Columbus, you know, get on TV somewhere.
Okay, man. Yeah. Right now we're talking about like how, you know, and I know you guys are a little bit younger than us, and you know, y'all are really much into the technical side and the technological side of what music is right now, as far as putting it out.
Right.
Back in the day, like we were just you know discussing, man. You know, people
uh-huh.
were putting out CDs and tapes and trying to dub those and get it out there to the masses like that.
Right.
You know, I know we're going to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I know our time is not as long as it normally would be. But what are some of the things that you guys are doing to get people to get to know your music?
First we make social web page. You know, first you got to put yourself out there on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace. You get all kinds of pages, so when people Google you, all that stuff come up, and you know it's easy to find you or whatever. Then we'll make a hit single and we'll burn it to a CD and pass a lot of them out. We do shows around town in Starve, Mississippi, West Point, Mississippi, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then we make flyers with our faces on them and just post them up at the local stores or whatever. So just get our name out there, and I also do graphics too. I make flyers, and that's another way I'm out there. So.
Okay.
Yeah, really
some of the things
is,
that you're
yeah.
talking about, take them, is somewhat like almost leaning over there to the old school. But digitally,
right.
like you said, from the social media, you guys
right.
are on Facebook. You guys are on, what are some of the other sites you're on?
We got Twitter, MySpace. Well, those are really the three active ones that I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you remember and recall? Do you recall any of the old ways or old methods that people used to use as far as putting out CDs or anything?
I really don't know.
You really don't?
But
so I guess you're going to have to enlighten you on that right there, man. We used to actually, because, I mean, CD burners right now, hey, I let them know, man,
mm-hmm.
you could buy a CD burner now for $19.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Back
right.
in the day, if you had a CD burner, you was actually balling pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
if you
yeah,
had a
yeah.
power, you was
uh-huh.
balling
yeah.
ultra hard.
Yeah, that's right.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? That was that's like $2,000 for a three-disc burner. You
right,
know what I'm saying? $3,000
right.
to $5,000. Now you can get five, six burners for less than $100. But some of the things that we did back in the day, man, you know, you had, like you said, you guys are doing flyers. Flyers is, you know, something that a lot of people do. And you know, a lot of guys, man, they didn't have the internet to get heard all throughout the state because even though you guys may not travel too far outside of your vicinity,
right.
you know what I'm saying, but you do have people in other states listening to your music.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right.
Go ahead, Al.
That's right. And see, and the thing that, you know, that as far as the young age group, that I would say would be, you know, a good method to, you know, to continue to help y'all and, you know, increase y'all out there. Y'all can still attract those high school kids because they can potentially, like, relate to you all because y'all are close in
right.
age. And then y'all got the college scene that y'all
okay.
can hit up, go to those,
yep.
you know, those parties, go to those Greek shows. Every
uh-huh.
football game you need to be at, the basketball
right.
games you need to be at. I mean, you know, like you have avenues that you can, you know, expand on because of your age group. You can still relate to those,
uh-huh.
you know, those people. And then, like, you have, like, you know, the like the younger kids looking up to you. I remember growing up and you know, in Columbus and seeing, like, some of the local artists who I thought were, like, just balling out of control, you know, seeing them for the first
right.
time. And,
right.
you know, and just like, man, you know, I can do the same thing. I want to be like them, too. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, just
we tend to draw like every kind of crowd. Like we'll make some music for kids our age, you know, more futuristic type music, and then we'll go back to an old school beat and we'll put a little new school with to attract the grown, you know, grown people so we can get a better fan base or whatever, a bigger fan base.
Right.
I mean, we appreciate you, man, for calling in today, man. If you want to comment again, just press that number one, all right?
All right, I will do that.
All right.
Now, another thing, G, that, you know, that was a big thing back in the day that was something that we look forward to was actually seeing good music videos that related to the single that the artists back in the day were putting out. Like, like we had Rap City, you know, we had MTV Rap, you know, like there were other forms of ways that people got their music out there to help their album sales and to help them, you know, get more visual.
Right.
Now, we did discuss this on the previous show as far as how YouTubing is being a better way to present the creativity, you know, out there. Now, that is a good method of the new grinding method that I would say that is effective. It has been working for a lot of artists. It has made a lot of artists successful, you know, up and come, you know, artists successful, made them more relevant, you know, as far as, and also kept them in some type of shape or form as far as in the media eye.
Right.
Because you get, people can actually go back and watch it and watch it and watch it, and it's free.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yep. It, you know, like you're saying, as far as with MTV, man, you have to have major money behind you to get to MTV, BET, or all these other outlets. You did have certain ones out in the, on the West Coast and certain little independent shows back in the day that were playing independent artists.
Yep.
But for the national scale and the exposure that you can get now on YouTube, you couldn't get back in the day because you only had, you know, limited amount of exposure through those shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I see we do have another call that want to get in, too. We got a caller right here. 662-425, you're live on the Middleman Talk Show, Talk of the Town. What's up?
Hey, what's going on with you, KG?
Hey, what's up, Orlando, man? Give a shout-out, man. Give a shout-out to your studio and everything else, man. What's going on, brother?
Orlando, Retro Soft Music Group, Columbus, Mississippi, manager Getty Bird Cruz and JC, Mr. 430, owner of Signature Sound and Print Media Solutions, LLC. What's going on with you, Mr. Allen?
What's up, man?
Hey, Matt, man, trying to jump in on this conversation. New school versus old school. That's my type of talk, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's my... My philosophy on the new school versus old school is 50-50, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take the same philosophy, McDonald's, as of today, don't have as many employees they had 20 years ago, but they still got to have manpower.
Right, that's right.
Automotive dealership incorporated robots, but they still got to have what? That manpower.
Humans.
Manpower is footwork, you know what I'm saying? Even when you, it's 50-50. If it's 51-49, I feel you'll lose. If you got 51% grind, strictly online and 49% in the street, I feel you're going to lose. It got to be 50-50. But the simple fact of the matter is, who knows you got a new video on YouTube if you went out pushing that single in the street?
That's true, right?
The people that you put in that YouTube video is going to be from where? Your local area.
Right.
So it,
that's right.
You got to have, it's a fine line, you know what I'm saying? Because if you... If an artist's career is strictly based, strictly online, where the show money going to come in at?
True that.
Because you can sit on, you can have 1 million downloads on a song, no, legal downloads or iTunes downloads, somewhere down the line, somebody put some footwork in. My philosophy that I operate by, if within a 4 to 6 hour radius, I'm going to put boots on the ground. You got, I believe an independent artist should take his social media networking skills to put him in markets that he physically cannot physically go.
Right.
But it's hard. I feel it though. It's kind of lazy. If I stay in Columbus or if I stay in Tupelo and I'm shooting off stuff on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation, etc. to the market of Tupelo, and I'm too lazy to get out and actually go to these events where these same people at, I'm hitting up on Facebook.
Right.
Got a problem.
Right.
Now,
right.
I can't physically pick up and go to California just based on one of my artists got a boatload of downloads over that way. But I can start set myself up in position to eventually get down there to capitalize off the hype.
Right,
So what I feel like when you look at P-Man, you look at all these cats, it was so many record stores, but KG, y'all remember Selecto Hits back in the days, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Selecto Hits, you could be the hottest artist in the world. Selecto Hits a distribution, but they're going to only put you in the areas you did what? Promoted it.
No, yeah, well, you
that's
had
right.
to promote that.
You had to promote it from when you touch it. But iTunes,
right.
the first of the internet, it made it a seller. But
right.
I know for a fact, as an independent artist, look, reasonably, you got to do your footwork in order for it to branch out.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody who done had, you know, within this big wave of this talent that, them, you know, just popped on the scene the last 2 or 3 years, we, you know, as independent artists, or even just general public, feel it, start to be thinking these people new. Wiz Khalifa
right.
is not new.
Nah, they've been grinding for a minute. You know one thing, Orlando, man, it seems that perception precedes reality, as we all know. People
yeah.
can
yep.
perceive you to be the biggest something in the world. But the reality is you've been there forever. And I, you
right.
know, our other the host of this show, Nick Eaton, he will testify to that so many times with so many artists that he met on the come up. And when they finally get there, then all of a sudden people are like, oh, man, they just came out of nowhere. For example,
yep.
Big Crit in 07, Big Crit came to Columbus, Mississippi at the Mississippi
yeah.
Hip Hop Conference, tore it down. You were there yourself on the panel, Orlando. And
yep.
people around in our area right now, people around everywhere in this region is acting like this guy is something just came out of the sky. And he's been around
right.
here grinding for a while. Now, he didn't have the boots on the ground per se, but his gravity of the music that he was putting out, man, think about it. The gravity of the music that he was putting out was reaching so far that it reached all the way to Germany and Japan. And he had major DJs in those areas playing his music. And I think the same thing a lot of these artists now they don't realize, like, the new, you know, like we're talking about, the new grind and the old grind.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the new grinders, they stick in one mode. They'll stick, like Al was saying,
they'll
stick behind their computer. Is that the
that's
only
it.
Thing you need to do? And you just said it perfectly. You got to have so much in the, so much out here in the physical, and then you got to have so much in the virtual.
Oh,
what you think
right.
about that, Orlando?
Crit travel. Crit was,
mm-hmm.
Crit was a go-getter.
Oh, yeah.
If Crit knew somebody wanted him in Florida, Crit going to go to Florida.
Yep.
But just because he had an internet buzz on me, he just sat behind the internet and waited till it came to him.
Right.
You got
right.
boots on. It ain't no dodging the boots on the ground, man. And
right,
a lot
true.
Of artists today, you got everybody got Facebook pages. You see it. You get pretty much spammed by these artists. I get spammed by local artists in my region. You know what I'm saying? In my area. And I see stuff. I'm like, where you at, though, brother? Where you post that? You know what I'm saying? We just had the 7th Avenue. We just had the Juneteenth Festival in Columbus.
Okay.
There's over 8,000 people there. Only if a portion of half of these rappers in my local area have promotional material out there, somebody be getting some show money this weekend alone.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? The internet was not built to make the music business easier. It actually hindered the music business based on the industry standards.
Yeah, plus
you know what
people
saying?
Have the amount of access that a lot of artists have to the internet, man, it's infathomable. You think
right.
about it, you got so many people out there. You like that needle. Matter of fact, you ain't a needle in the haystack. You a piece of hay in the haystack.
Thank you.
But what makes a person shine through all that? What
right.
makes a person get to that point where people, and I know music is the, overall, if you hear in the sound of my voice, I'm going to tell you right now, music is the overall point of everything that people have. If you ain't got it, you know, so your music ain't where it needs to be, because somebody somewhere going to like it, somebody somewhere ain't going to like it. But at the
that's
end
right.
of the day, if your music is good and somebody like it, that's how you get found out, because it keep going from there.
Thank
but
you.
See, another thing that you also got to remember, too, your music can sound good all willy-nilly, but if you don't have no strategic planning about what you're going to do with your music to get it out there, to get people to come and get you, you know, as far as shows, and, you know, like Orlando was saying, you know, if you're not promoting yourself, you're not putting yourself out there, I mean, how, you know, who are you? You know, how people are really going to know you? You know, it's still 50-50. You still got to get out there, show your face, got to grind, you got to give away stuff, you got to, you know, you promote hand-to-hand, too. You know, a lot of this internet stuff, I mean, it worked. A lot of it don't work,
yeah.
you know.
It
so,
was,
but
it was built to make, it was built, it's access for artists.
Right.
But it's not the
right
shortcut. Put it like that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Lando, hold that thought right there. You stay on the line, Lando. We got another caller we're going to go ahead and bring in. They've
all
been
right
holding for a little bit. Caller 228-206. You're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's up?
What up, what up? I want to say what's up to this distinguished panel, man. God bless. This is T-Skill.
T-Skill, what's up, man? What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, it's all right, K. What's happening, bro?
Man, everything is wonderful, man. This is a super producer from the coast of Mississippi. Matter of fact, I ain't going to just distinguish him just as a coast producer. This guy is a super producer, period.
You're far too kind.
Man, let him know who you are and what, you know, some of your accolades there, brother. Appreciate you for calling in, too.
Oh, anytime. As I said, man, I've been doing music down here on the coast, some stuff in Houston and ATL. I've been grinding here since 96, so I guess I fall under that old school genre, you know what I'm saying? I work with people from Lil Tony all up in Aberdeen all the way down to people like 17 that is with UGK or was or whatever. I produced his first album. And everything in between that, but yeah, I don't want to get too much into about me and my pedigree. I'm really interested in this conversation. That's what I'm talking about. The old grind versus the new grind, I agree with that last call that just chimed in, man. I think that it has to be a balance.
Yeah.
Only thing is, I don't think it's got to be a 50-50. I think it's got to be a 100-100. You know what I mean?
Yes,
because
sir.
You got to give 100% in the streets. You got to give 100% in the internet if you're going that route. Whether it's you sitting at home doing it, or if you got a lady who loves to sit on that internet and do it, you personally ain't got to do it. But you got to find some kind of connect and give 100% on both sides of the fence. My thing that what I see, man, I got a different CD manufacturing company. I heard y'all talking about that. We do printing, inserts, and all that, and shrink wrap and all. Called independent artist disc manufacturing support, man, down here on the coast. And what I find, man, you get guys, man, they get real stoked up when they come out the studio with their CDs and with their music, and when they get ready to get it duplicated and manufactured, man, you know, some will get 500, some will get 1,000, some will get 100. But after that initial month, maybe after that initial 2 or 3 weeks, They jump out the box like a lion, man. And then next thing you know, they roll over, man, like an old titan and go to sleep, man.
Yep.
I think you got to be consistent and persistent in order to have longevity, and you know, and not necessarily always shoot for the fame. Because what I see with a lot of young cats these days, man, is that when I'm talking about young cats, I'm talking about only in my area I know of.
Right.
A lot of guys don't have the personality and the charisma to take it beyond the booth. They could be hot in the booth, man. They might even be able to put together a hot record. But once you get them out there in front of the public, how to meet people and greet people and sell themselves, go to these award shows and these conferences, they get lost.
Mm-hmm.
I had an artist years ago, I won't mention his name, was a beast in the booth. But when you got him out there in public, he was like a totally different person, man. He kind of like got meek and mild. And you can't have that in the industry, man. You got to be a showman. When you hit that, when you walk out in the public, you got to be, the spotlight is on, man. It's all bells and whistles, man. And you got to perform like you on stage, but you're not. You know what I'm saying, man. You got to be a politician. You got to meet the people. You got to greet the people. You can't sit back and not want to sign CDs and cases. And I think a lot of young cats, man, really, they're lacking in the artist development, the charismatic aspect of it. Once you get out here with your music, how do you present it to the people? And another thing I find, too, is that a lot of guys, they too busy doing what I call YouTube and MySpace records.
Okay.
You know? And what I mean by that is, my brother, is that they will go to the studio and spend maybe 2 or 3 hours on a song that they think is hot. Before they get out of the studio, man, they're trying to burn it down, man, once you upload it to MySpace for them. And you know what I'm saying? And then that's the extent of where they go with it, because they done got wrapped up in looking at these Soulja Boys and this Wiz Khalifa and all these other guys, and realizing that, man, when I can only say about Soulja Boy, I met the young cat on his way up, man, years ago when he come down here. But the thing about him and his manager, Miami Mike, thing about that was he just, when it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that boy made, he set his own path, and he did something that nobody else was doing. That's why he stood out. That's why he got the million, MySpace friends and all that, and made everybody perk up and listen to him. Right now, what we have right now is what I call a copycat syndrome. Everybody's trying to follow what they think is going to get them in, instead of just playing your position. Don't try to make a record sound like Jeezy. You don't sell dope, don't make a dope boy record. You know, if you're more intellectually inclined, make a record like that. And I think what y'all talking about with your boy Crit, man, is that Crit didn't follow the genre that was out there. I think
right.
that boy kind of came in and made his own way, and that perhaps gave him more, you know, more people. He was more visible that way.
But when you right. say, see, I look at it like this, though, Skills. You know, this thing about it, man, if, like Orlando said also, I believe Orlando will agree with me also, just like you even said it, if an artist do them, not everybody else, you're going to have somebody that's going, man, that's dope, I like that. You may have, though, this may say, I don't like that, but it's a lot of, like I said, there are a lot of copycat artists out there that will mm-hmm. do what the trend is to get where everybody else is. Instead
right.
of, you know what I'm saying, because, like, back in the day, and that's the old school grind, everybody didn't want to be everybody else because it was considered biting. Old school word, biting.
That's right.
If you was
that's right.
jocking my style, if you were jocking my flow, my flavor, my look, anything of that nature, cats looking
right.
at you like, man, you are not what's happening.
Right.
But
right.
now, you can
and see,
have
and see,
cats come
you,
out and talk about the same thing, the same way, same flow, same style, same hair, same clothes,
same
swag, as they call it. It's good.
Right. And see, you know, back in the day, man, we had several things when we were to get music. We can go with music from some artists on the West Coast. We can get some from the East, you know, from like the South to Texas to Central, you know, that we can get music from other areas and they all, you know what I'm saying? And it's like now we don't have much of a variety. You know,
oh,
we
yeah.
have,
for those that didn't hear what Al just said, you know, that was true. There was a level of variety, and it was distinguishable. I couldn't
right.
come to Mississippi and listen to somebody in the East, and they couldn't tell that they were from the East, you know.
Right.
Oh,
well, this T-Skill chiming back in on what you're saying there, too. I just want to kind of, like, divert away from that for a minute. Another thing I noticed, too, man, is that, speaking only of Mississippi, because I can only concentrate on home and can't speak on what everybody else do. Bottom line is, we don't know what's going on in North and Central Mississippi because your independent artists don't migrate down here. And I think it's
right.
vice versa. They don't come
right.
cats from down here don't go up there. So I think first
right.
of all, Mississippi will not be a bona fide powerhouse in the industry like a lot of these little states around here is getting they shining. For that simple fact is that the grind. It has to be new school, old school, no school. You just got to get out and you grind. And Mississippi, we definitely need to be trying to bridge the gap between Starkville and Biloxi. And you know what I'm saying?
Tupelo
and these places like that. So if it's any young cats out there from up that area, listen, if you ever want to come down here to the coast, man, I did a lot of promoting for Banner when he first got signed with SRC. You know, and I appreciate the homie looked out for a nigga, man, for us that. If you got anything that you want to get down here in this area, man, I mean physical stuff. I ain't talking about promoting you on the internet. But if you got stuff you want to physically get in the streets, man, you can get at me, man. You can go to tskillsbeats.com, TSKHILZBEATS.com, and I disseminate your information out here, man. Ain't no money about that, man, because we got to start doing that. We got to start looking out for one another and build that alliance, man.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Anthony Cologne also, man. He definitely attempted that several times. With the New Power magazine and the conferences and all that, man. And I appreciate everybody that did take the effort to come to all those events. So, you know. T, man, we appreciate you for your comment, man. Hey, if you want to get back in, let us know, man.
All right, bro, but I'm good, man. I'm just going to sit back and check y'all out, man, and listen to the rest of it, bro. But I will be tuning in from time to time, giving my little input on, you know, on what's going on with y'all, bro.
No doubt, man.
And y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man, because, hey, we need that because what you guys are doing about even bringing up this kind of dialogue, it needs to be that too, man, because I think a lot of time the independent guys with the new grind, speaking on one thing real quick, they are blocked out. Back in the day, you was able to go into a radio station and lar with your record now. Because I had a group, man, from that got a lot of major radio play in Crit's hometown, Meridian, when Turntable
right.
Genius was up there, man. And the record got so much spin, it wasn't no payola nut, man, to do like the record. Boys got a lot of months and spins, man. They brought us up there, man. They fed us. They paid our way, and they put us in hotels, and they paid these cats. And these cats was in high school back then. So we don't have that radio outlet no more. So I think that what you guys are doing will help to bridge that gap, man, and kind of let these guys know, you know, what they need to do, man. And just keep doing what y'all do, man. I'm loving it.
Hey, man, appreciate you, brother.
No doubt, no doubt.
All right, all right. Man, he brought up some good points, great points right there. Lando, you still on, man?
Yes, sir.
You had anything you need to chime in there, brother?
And he summed it up. He put the ice on the cake. He put the ice on the cake. Oh, man, it ain't no shortcut, bro.
No, it ain't.
It ain't no shortcut. And he hit the nail on his head when he said they make that album cut, they go out like a jackrabbit.
Right.
Next thing you know, he said a month. He was being generous by saying a month. I give him 3 weeks. I said, run into that first person who said, no, I don't want to hear. And then knock it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's one of them things, KG and Allen, when it comes to this new grind versus old grind, the key word out of both of them is what? Grind.
Grind. Exactly.
At the end of the day, you still got to grind.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
But that will set everybody apart. Everybody ain't no grinder, man.
That's right.
Everybody ain't no grinder. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get out, you got to hit these streets. Everybody hit the streets, man. When I mean streets, some people definitely hit the streets. I'm just going to go put up posters. Some, I'm just going to go to this award show, this DJ record pool, this record pool. At the end of the day, boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Right.
And you
but I know cats around here who never, ever, ever don't even know what a record pool is.
Right.
So a record pool ain't getting email addresses off Twitter blasting music off. And it's even a standard the way they want that MP3. Do some people know some folks, when you send them a record, if you can't send them the acapella, clean, instrumental, and club version, they don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
That's old school, KG. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's old
school. We just talked about that today.
That's
yes,
old school today. But cats don't know that.
Huh,
some cats still want a bio and a regular, not your album cover, a picture of you. So you send them some music.
You know, a lot of people don't even know what a bio is. They don't know what the headshot is, none of that. They don't understand the whole package. None of that. Well, Lando, man, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you, man. We're about to bring another cat in, right? Another call in right quick.
I'm just listening, my brother.
Keep listening, man. If you want to chime back in, just hit that number one, all right?
I got you, my brother. Y'all be good.
All right, now.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, this is a good friend of mine, man, long-time friend, man. He's instrumental in the whole, a lot of record labels. I'm going to just say it like that. I don't know if you want me to tell all this business. But, man, this guy, I met him grinding, as we talking about today, man, from the beginning, man, and I've seen his progression and to where he is now, man. He's steadily been consistent, as T-Skill was saying. Adrian.
Wow. He did my government. Woo.
My man.
Wow. This guy put out my government. Not my industry name, but he put out my government, what the bill collector called me. The bill collector don't call and say, hey, Nanook, can we see the Nanook?
Yeah, man, my bad, cousin. My bad, man. But, man,
what's going on, fellas? How y'all?
Man, everything is wonderful,
on?
Man. I appreciate you for calling in, man. And you know what I'm saying, man? I want to give flowers to what flowers do, man. I've seen you grind since I've been in this mighty state of Georgia, man. When I first met you, man, dude, you've been putting it down, and you haven't stopped and ain't put up on that pedal yet. There's been many nights I met with you about being in the club to 4-3 in the morning.
I go past that sometimes. I don't need sleep. I mean, I see y'all got an interesting topic up, talking about old versus new. It is like a difference in that old versus new. It's like a lot of the new cats of today, they don't definitely do what like how we used to do back then.
Right.
It's like it's less footwork back in the streets. It's less footwork out in the streets now. It's like since the internet came in, they think more, you know, just to, you know, do more on internet than put more footwork in. But the thing is, you gotta introduce yourself who you is. You can't introduce yourself over a laptop. You see what I'm saying? Like you could throw a picture of anybody on a laptop. That's not really introducing yourself. Introducing yourself, I want to see you like physically. I want to see you eye to eye. I want to shake your hand. Blah blah. You know what I'm saying? I want to get like live feedback from you. Other than like you got to wait on a comment back from a DJ.
Right.
be like, damn, why that man ain't send my comments yet? I'm gonna email him again, see what else up. And still, you know, they email him back again instead of go see them.
Right.
Right. You know right. what I'm saying? Just to get a response back for a record.
So right. should we look at the younger generation and the new grind? Should we look at it
no.
with a funny eye, or how should we really look at it?
Nah, I mean, you can't really, because, like, you know what I'm saying, since the internet came in, you know, it's like they wasn't really, how can I say, some of them, like, they wasn't really tutored in, was, like, not really studied the game in. They just got in the game, just came in the game. They, like, none of them didn't take no kind of internships with nobody, all of none of them, you know what I'm saying, they didn't, like, study the game from the elders. They kind of just, like, jumped in because they saw somebody else doing it. Like, oh, I can do that, too. But the thing
right.
is, you said you can easily pick up a book and say, you know, a magazine, say, oh, I like it, but some of them don't even read it. You know, just the research.
Right.
You got to research everything you do. So that's the
right.
thing with, like, artists, not just, I mean, artists, promoters, managers. It's, like, a lot of people in the industry, they don't research.
Right.
You gotta research what you want to do, other than to get where you gotta go.
That's right. That's now, right. for all those that don't know, if it's okay with you, man, just give them a little rundown of some of the things you did. Cause like one of the particular artists that we mentioned earlier, you guys signed, and you know what I'm saying. I
Who's
remember
that?
You had a talk about it before you signed, just some brief talk about it, and it was kind of amazing how his whole movement just happened like that, man. It was like boom. Who is this guy?
Who
like,
you talking
like,
about?
When y'all had Soldier Boy.
Oh yeah, we still got him. I mean, the thing is, Soldier Boy, he's a young, and he started a majority of what he was doing on the internet. But the thing is, what he was doing like stuff on the internet, like a lot of these cats wasn't doing. Capitalized, like, you know. So I don't think like what we did, we just more put a face on what he was doing. Put a little bit more of face on what he was doing, because like he wasn't like in a different lot of outlets.
Right, that's right.
So that's when the footwork come in. See what I'm saying? Like we pressed up t-shirts, go out here, press up CDs, go out here. Like the people who didn't have it, who physically didn't have his material, who physically didn't know him, they
right.
heard about him but physically didn't know him. So we
right,
put the
right.
footwork behind it. Put the footwork behind the internet.
Now,
basically, that's what, you know what I'm saying, majority of what we did, put the footwork in the visual.
Now, one thing I do know, as far as, like, one thing T-Skill was saying, a lot of artists back in the day were privy to having an artist development or somebody to develop them to know how to structure themselves in front of people and act the way they need to act in public. What do you think
see,
about
is,
that?
See, the thing is, with the artist development, see, some cats, when they go into artist development, some of them be in artist development, like, forever. Like, I don't know what reason why they got to, like, some of them be in artist development, like, 2.5-3 years. Because they feel like they don't get it. Like, what that does, that blows out, a big, huge budget. So, like, it's not, like, money coming in, like, in the labels like that no more. Like, they want to, like, develop artists and artist development. That's why reason why they're so quick to sign what's, like, buzzing in that neighborhood. Buzzing
right.
in that area. You know, that's the reason why they do that, because it's not no money, like, behind, just, like, you just go sign somebody just off of, you know, off a rip like that. Like, okay, we're going to start developing these cats right here from ground up. You don't see that. Everybody, the majority you see signed today, they had some kind of buzz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that cuts away your arts development right there, your arts development budget.
That's product of, I would say, the new grinding methods that that some labels are pushing. You know, it's to me it seems like it's an easier cop out to make, you know, a certain amount of money in a short amount of time frame. So you go ahead and
I believe it should be arts development still, like, you know what I'm saying, regardless if it might be
right.
little or big, it still should be, you know what I'm saying, because you got to think. Artists might know something in this region, but they don't know certain things in this other region. That's when your artist development kicks in. Because you know what I'm saying? You just can't just send an artist, blah, 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 here and think he just going to fit right in and just know how he going to do his interviews here. Because everybody do their interviews in different spots differently. They do their interviews different in New York. They do their interviews different in Cali. They ask you all different questions, be a whole different vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like up in New York, they might be looking. Some of them up there arrogant. You got to know what I'm saying, fit in. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to muscle up, man up, you know what I'm saying, with your interviews and don't, you know. And, you know, and West Coast, they more calm, you know. It's a certain way. It still should be kind of art development. So this is the thing where artists don't know. They could get art development before they even get signed.
That's true.
Right. They can find some kind of somebody to help them do arts development on the side before they even get signed. That this is the thing they don't know. That can help them more really, you know what I'm saying, in the long run before they get signed.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I noticed when you said that as far as them getting artist development beforehand, I know a good friend of mine, Charlie Braxton, going to get at me about this because even when we did a lot of interview with a lot of people, man, I found myself correcting some things that people said that would give them a very bad light. I liked the artists when I did interviews. And, you know, like me and Alan and I said, we did many interviews with a lot of artists, man. We'll go back and help their statements. We didn't change them, but we'll help their statements make more sense where it would be appealing to people to read and want to get to know more about them because, man, when they said things, it didn't come off the right way.
Right. Most definitely. I mean, like, and then, like, a lot of the artists, like, these were some of, like, their first interviews. Like, they'd never been interviewed before. And some of the questions that we were asking them, nobody never asked them questions. They didn't know how to respond. So some of the things, it helped them. It definitely, I would say prepared them for the next interview because some of the people that we had in the magazine, we saw them in the Ozone next. We saw them in, XXL next. We saw them in, Murder Doll, Block to Block, all those type magazines. And, we helped, but I would say we kind of prepared them, to a certain level, not discrediting what they were doing outside of that. But, some people don't have that option. Some people don't have that type help. Now as far as, with the old method, so like the old grinding, I don't know like what they did back in the day to help improve artists. I mean, like I said earlier, like we had, different regions in which we could choose and pick from that always had good saturated, good music coming out of them, always every month, every Tuesday. You had a good CD coming out. You had an artist who was like in the public eye who could be something that somebody would want to read about, who could stand in front of a camera and do a good interview, do a good radio interview, also do some, like you had a lot of, artists doing a lot of acting back in the day too, still do now, but, that's another form of grinding that, people did to keep themselves relevant, to keep themselves, hot, to, help promote their next album coming out,
I want to ask Nook this, man. What is your definition of grinding? Because you are a true grinder, but what is your definition of grinding?
I mean, my definition of grinding is just something. Is this you just can't just get caught slipping on what you're doing. I mean,
right.
Like every project I take upon doing, I try to go all out for it. I go all out. So.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I go all out doing what I got to do to get where it got to go. Like right now, we about to crank open this new Soulja Boy project. Y'all might be hearing about that in a couple of weeks, or another week. But that, and I'm still dealing with Father Bentley. But it's just something you just got to stay on. Like a lot of people, they don't. They say they grind,
right.
But they don't necessarily like be on the grind like that. Like sometimes some people might hit up one club, one or two clubs, like say a week.
Mm-hmm.
Here me, I can go to four clubs in one night.
Yes, you do.
Four
I don't
or five clubs
how
in
you
one
do
night,
it.
And that's like I've been doing that like since. Man, like for the past, I'm about to tell him my age.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a minute. So, you know, because I go, say, like 7 nights out of the week. I'll be, if it's a certain project I know I need to get out, I'm going to be probably about, out of 7 nights out of the week, I know I'm going to hit up at least 25 clubs that week.
Man,
at least,
you know,
25.
One thing I was going to say to you also, man, you know, I just noticed that you know how to have a proper relationship with people, man, and speak to everybody the importance of having a good relationship when you're dealing with people, because even from even though we don't have the level of retailers that we used to, what's the importance of having a good relationship with all these entities out there? Even with the studios, our man Orlando owns a studio, and I know he deals with so many attitudes and different type people. What do you say is a good way for an artist to try to deal and learn how to deal with people?
Keep the relationship going. Just don't see some
right.
people, we just go see the person one time or talk to one person one time or two, you know what I'm saying, then getting calling back like 8-9 months down the line. You don't do that. Like, some people don't even know about doing a retail run. Like, what y'all know about doing a retail run? Like, who? What is that? And I'm just like, I sat back and just be like, dog, y'all don't know about the independent music stores. Y'all don't know about, like, the retail stores, like, that carry music. You can, like, go in there and just chop it up with the manager, drop the CDs. I'm like, y'all don't know nothing about it. Basically, like, none of that. It's like, I was just, like, breaking some certain things down. It's like, you got to keep relationships going. It's like,
that's
especially
true.
With DJs, you just don't see no DJ just one time and just think, okay, I saw him, and then, bam, I'm gone. Some people just go in the club, like, for, like, 10 minutes. As soon as they drop out their CD, they go. They leave.
They go.
Like,
that's right.
I don't get that. Like, who is you? Why do I need to play your music? And, you know, and I'm, like, looking at the DJ while I'm still in a DJ booth. I'm in a DJ booth. I'm observing this while artists come in and get their music to the DJ. And I'm like, we both look at each other after he leave, like, oh, well, you know. You know, we just like, oh, well, so, hey.
Right.
He must have didn't really want it, so.
Yeah, that's,
you know.
That's trash can action right there.
Yes, sir. It ain't trash can. It's left on the counter action. It's coaster action. I'm putting my Corona right there. It's coaster action.
Hey,
it ain't
man,
going to trash
man.
Yet. It going to trash at the end of the night when they close up shop.
You silly, man. Well, let everybody know about the lines of bags that you guys have too, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you. You're marketing that right there, because that's another part of thing. You know, that's part of grinding we was talking about earlier, marketing.
Talking about the Lewis Stewart.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like the South Region rep for the Lewis Stewart line. So, what is that? Basically, what I do, I just handle like product placements, like either celebrities, music, athletes, like TV shows. Like I did a placement on the game. I did a relationship with the people on the game. Got a product placed on the game.
Game TV show, right?
The game TV show, BET The Game. Yeah,
okay.
And look for it next season too. Also, it's gonna be some on that next season also. I mean, that just like go back with what y'all was saying about relationships. It's like you just got to keep relationships like going with certain people.
Right.
You know, it's like I know some people like in the sports, in the NBA athlete, you know what I'm saying, NBA. I know Jason Terry when he was with the Hawks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we sometimes
right.
chop it up with him like every, like, you know what I'm saying, every 2-3 months, because, you know, he got the little schedule basketball. I understand that. But then when he won the NBA championship, I congratulate him. But as soon as he hit off the court, I text him, hit him up, blah, 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 you know. Like, I need to link up, got something for you. I linked up with Jason Terry, got him some gear, got some stuff for Lewis Stewart. You know, it's just relationships.
Yeah, and that's
so like
one
sometimes it's hard to get athletes. Like, some people, they try to make it hard for you. Like, when you know, like, they're not out in the clubs or they're not at your bar, you know. It's just got certain relationships you got to have with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, if my phone got stolen, boy, I swear to God, I'm going to break out, shed tears for like 7 days.
Hey, don't feel bad because I'm somebody somewhere. They stole my phone at a church function, and I didn't get cussed out yet. It was some numbers in there some people weren't supposed to have, and I'm still hurting behind that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be hurt. Yeah, I would definitely be hurt. My phone lost. I mean, even though I got some of my numbers backed up, and you know what I'm saying, and you know, I'm not gonna say where, but you know, but sometimes, you know, often weekly I bump into somebody, you know.
Right.
Either from somebody else talking about me or, you know, well, it's majority sometimes like that. As long as I'm being in a club, I see somebody, this is go back to relationships. You got a good relationship with somebody and they with somebody, they talk about months of you, bam, you got a relationship with that person. Like I just linked up with y'all know the comedian Pierre.
Yeah, Pierre, cool
yeah.
People, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just linked up with him because he moved down to Atlanta. I didn't, you know, we chopped it up like last week. He done moved down here in Atlanta. They said about 6-7 months, but he about to start shooting movies. You know, so he want me and him to start collabing on some stuff. So, you know, that just go bad relationships.
Exactly.
You know,
cause right. That's right.
Because I linked up with him through with somebody else. We sitting there chilling. I'm going in Uptown Club. They stop me when I'm walking by. Blah, blah, blah. This is my man, the Nook. He does promotion marketing. You know, he starts playing. I'm going to do a little something. I do the nice playing stuff. You know, what I do, he's like, yeah, your man been talking about you, Bob. You know, so we just thought it went from there.
And see, that's one thing, like you were saying, man, that's important to build the relationship, like from the musical aspect, from the retailer aspect, and just people in general, man. Some people you gonna
meet.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
it's just like how we building relationship right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And if I eventually bump into somebody, and they talking about they want to try to get out, you know, and do like networking, radio, different radios, I'm gonna talk y'all up.
Most definitely.
Right. Like, hey. Blah, blah, blah. You need to, you know what I'm saying, listen to, you know what I'm saying, the Middleman Show every Thursday, every Sunday. You know, they got a good show every, you know. You know how you chop it up. But
the thing is,
I'm, you know what I'm saying, giving y'all, showing y'all love, appreciation, you know, to the next man.
Right.
So then, and then what he does, he going to spread that love to the next man on.
That's right. It's up to us to make sure we stand up and do what we supposed to do. As you talking of, you know, I call it the Donnie Brasco effect. If you bring me into it, hey, I'm responsible for making sure I hold up for my end.
Uh-huh.
Most definitely, man. Because, like, one thing that, you know what I'm saying, we were talking about earlier, too, man, and you know, like, even with Soulja Boy, man, he brought in a new aspect of grinding, and that was the whole YouTube era. Outside of YouTube, what are some of the newer things you see? Because, like, even though we were talking about CDs earlier, how they're not as useful as they used to be. You know, a lot of people are going to...
See, that goes back to the product. See, that majority goes back to the product. It's like the music out today, it's like sometimes the music is not really entertaining like that. Like normally sometimes, I remember we used to go to all the independent store, you see them little CDs all on the counter. You pick the majority all on them up.
That's right.
It was like, you know, it was good music out there listening to you because you don't know that might be some good music on that counter.
Right.
Like now, you listen to music now, you like, oh man, you know, like, wow, why this on radio? And then I'm like looking at the CDs on the counter, like, man, is it going to be like when I'm listening on the radio? You're not going to pick it up.
Right. Do I really want to
pick it up? It's just sitting there going to collect dust. And then what they going to do at a retail store, like, man, ain't nobody picked up these CDs yet. Man, throw them fans away.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to throw them away by the end of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they might still be sitting in the back of somebody CD store, because I remember a partner of ours, this dude had his CD in there. His CD, when it first came in the store, it was white. A couple of years later, the CD was yellow. So,
yeah.
It was in the back. Turning color.
Right.
But, like, with the whole digital age coming in and everybody pushing towards iTunes, MP3s, what are some of the things you see a lot of these young guys doing now that's working, not just from the musical aspect of how it sounds, but you see them actually creating a new lane like Soulja Boy did with the YouTube thing?
Hello, repeat that now.
Like, a lot of the guys, you know, now are using MP3s, iTunes, And sorry for my mic right here. Sorry about that. But a lot of guys create new lanes as far as with the MP3s and iTunes. What are some of the other things they're using outside of YouTube that's working?
It's a lot of different, like, you talking about like websites? There's a lot of different websites,
anything,
right?
Man, anything that will create a new avenue for artists to get heard and get good quality music to the masses.
Man, it's so much, but, you mean, you really just can't really say you can get away from YouTube and go somewhere else. But like YouTube, that's like one of the top five. So it's like,
yeah,
it's
right.
So many. It's like so many different, so you got Reverb Nation, it's like that, you know, that's something new, a lot of artists using. I mean, it's like so much. And people, see, this is the thing, I'm going to go back to this web. People keep dissing and saying why people still go on this. MySpace is still effective. Regardless, you know, so it's still people go on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Every day. Just because if your friends are going on it, somebody else's friends is. You done made new friends. You done made new friends with that next man's friends. Just because, you know what I'm saying, your people don't go on it. You know what I'm saying? So I still go on my MySpace. I still connect with people on MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
I still get the word out on MySpace. Because every time I go on MySpace, I still see people online.
Oh,
when
yeah.
They had a little friends through friends online, I click it, I still see people online.
And that's the biggest thing, I think, when people shut off certain aspects of media, social media, when they're like, we know everybody's like, well, MySpace is dead, Facebook is now. But you still
right.
can use MySpace to get your music out there. There's still a lot of people
yeah,
that are
you
still
can.
On MySpace.
You can use, I'm telling you now, MySpace, you can use your MySpace better than Twitter. People think, yeah, Twitter, but no, people majority on Twitter is on their phone. I'm going to listen to your music on my phone.
Right.
You got Line Link, you got all these different links. It's like that can't pull up on my phone. Is the majority of everybody on their Twitter off their phone, not really on their computer, on their laptops.
Right. Yeah, that's right, man.
You know?
That is true. One of our persons on our web chat said YouTube is a big joke. I wish you could call in, brother, and explain that to us, why you think YouTube is a big
YouTube.
Joke.
See,
so
when people say YouTube is a
joke,
the thing is, this is the thing. If they say YouTube is a joke, they ain't execute themselves right. That's my opinion. YouTube is not a joke. If you don't know how to draw people to your YouTube page, it's something really wrong.
Yep. That's a lie.
Like 100 people... You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know. This is what I keep saying. Word of mouth is a must. So you might get, regardless of 50 or 100 people, out of 50 people, somebody out of 50 people going to sit there and talk about what they looked at. That's promotion. Regardless, it don't have to be a million views or whatever. That's their promotion.
Right. That's right.
You still got 50 people, you know what I'm saying, added on or whatever, anything else, don't watch what you was doing.
Oh, and I misquote that, brother. He's saying it's a big joker. I'm sorry, man. Big joker. He basically saying it's a large something to use, basically. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But, yeah. Hey, Nook, man, we're going to go ahead and get ready to wind everything down, man. We appreciate you for tuning in. And
yeah,
and,
man,
man,
I got to go
here.
I got to go see Transformers.
Go check out them bags, man.
If you want to check it out, go to www.lewisstewartcollection.com. If you got any questions about what you're seeing, hit info@lewisstewartcollection.com. info@lewisstewartcollection.com. If you got any questions, or you can just go on our YouTube page. See, the YouTube page is effective. We got a YouTube page, Lewis Stewart Collection YouTube page. Go on that. Check out like different celebrities we recorded live with the bags, but they own the personal bags. Or you can go follow us on Twitter, Mr. Lewis Stewart on Twitter, or you can go on Facebook, Lewis Stewart Collection. You know, it's a movement we progressing in. Glad to say that.
Hey, I need you to do me one quick favor before we let you go, man.
What's that?
Please ask Mr. Kylie Paul to add me as a friend on Facebook.
Oh, he ain't even my friend on Facebook.
Damn.
I got D man, but he ain't click nothing.
Hey, I don't know. You know,
it's all
I ain't thought
it's all
nobody
good, though, man. And anything coming up with you guys? I know you do the for anybody that's in Atlanta, man. You know the what's the club over there on Old Nat? Y'all be at Throwbacks.
Who? Old Nat. Nah, I want to know who. That was just a one night thing.
Oh, well, my
you
bad.
You know that on Wednesday. That was last night. That was a one night. That was a blue moon.
Okay.
You know,
my bad.
You know,
hey,
get back to the community.
Most definitely. But we appreciate you, man.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
All right. That's a true grounder right there, Al. True grounder to the end of the day, man. True grounder.
Most definitely, man.
Yeah, but, man, hey, shouts out to everybody on the web chat over there listening to us and sticking it in. What a shout out to T-Skill, our man Orlando, my man James, Tim James, man. Appreciate everybody that's listening on the internet. Appreciate my man Mike, the L.A. Laker fan. Shouts out to Vic Walker, that L.A. Laker fan. all you people that like those Lakers.
Dude, man, here we go.
Hey,
shout
out to Charlie Braxton also.
Most definitely, man.
Anthony Colon, everybody. All the true grinders out there. I know Orlando, man, that's a true grinding brother right there from the day from 0 to 100, man, grinding hard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But, you know, we covered a lot of things tonight, man, and, man, grinding, man, like Orlando said, man, the key thing about the old grind and the new grind is the word grind.
That's
right. You ain't grinding. You ain't doing nothing.
That's right.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Good discussion today. But there's still a lot of things that we can talk about with the particular, you know, show topic. You know, we're probably going to do a part two of this. So make sure you tune in, you know, to the Middleman Talk Show, Talk of the Town Talk Show. You know, add us on Facebook. Just type in The Middleman Talk Show. You know, join the page. You'll see me, Kevin, and Nick on the side of this page as far as the administrators, Addison's friends on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter as well, too. My Twitter is TheMiddlemanAl. Kevin is TheMiddlemanKG. Nick is Nick Eden, spelled just like it is. And y'all follow us on Twitter, man. Check us out, man, every week.
Oh, yeah, shout out to the Flight League also. It's at the Flight League on Twitter. I'm not a Twitter. I don't understand it. I told you I only got 100 followers.
Yeah.
I ain't right at all with that. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick break before we shut this down because for everybody that didn't get the chance to hear Talk of the Town this past Sunday because you were looking at the BET Awards, we will be replaying that. Like we said, we're paying homage to all those guys out there that, you know what I'm saying, they was grinding back in the day and they set the example. This is another record that I know I got to play out. Got to play
it. Let's do
it. If you don't know what this is, you from New... Well, you can't be from nowhere on this earth and not have heard this song.
Right.
Hey, check this out. This is Talk of the Town. We sitting in for Nick Eaton tonight. Y'all check this out.
Time for the national anthem.
I started this body.
If you bought it,
get them up.
I mean you body by.
I
represent. It's 1990s Thriller. And Master P, yeah, they label me a drug dealer. Cause I'm bout
it.
I mean I'm rowdy. I have them killers that everybody talk about. We doing it. We doing that.
We doing what?
We in the studio whipping up dope tracks. Cause we real.
We
you
real.
Better guard your grill.
Right.
Cause if we body, if you ain't body, you might get killed.
No.
I represent.
T-R-U.
Where them killers hang. Third wall, uptown, Calvillo. On that map. Back
on
up off. Ain't no softies. Better guard your grill, motherfuckers. We coming hard.
No.
I got killers in the project selling water.
Water.
I got niggas from New Orleans up Florida. Body, body.
Body, body.
I mean, they riding, riding. Your shit, cause these niggas is wild. I mean, they snatch you out your car on the kidnap.
Break
me on the floor and tell you, bitch, you better break off some snaps. Cause you dead, put that pistol to your head. Ain't no love where I'm from, but young niggas in the grave. I mean, they dying. Niggas crying, gone off that juice. And even mothers crying, cause they little boy is dead. Cause that color blue or red, and
double hole, let's see, to make some snacks. I mean to make some money, to break it up along the street. But this game ain't funny, you won't jump in. Ain't no way out, but death under my motherfucking jailhouse. If you bout it, say you bout it. I roll with niggas that I body by. I mean we ride it right, if niggas body by. Bounce, 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 fool. If you body by, see me. His body by,
show them go,
big A. You know he's body by,
Buddha,
nigga
Buddha.
That nigga body by, that big man in the Cali, yo, his body by,
bounce,
bounce, bounce, bounce. You know he's body by,
body
in Cali, G, in California, his body by,
bounce,
Moby G.
If you by,
you know he's body by,
bounce, bounce,
bounce. You know he's body by,
Buddha,
KLC off the Parkway, his body by,
bounce,
and Mr. Servo,
I'm bound,
his body by,
bounce,
and Rasheen and the Mac, know his body by,
bounce.
Sonya C, you know she's body by,
work
self is job,
bounce,
you know he's body by,
back
up, and Mia X is about to kick some stuff, she's riding
by. Well, I'm about it already, I can prove it. So when they hear my voice, they all know I come to do shit. Mia X representing, putting it down for the sound. Keep a strength in my sock, in the book, in my mouth. So don't doubt the way the angel light voice comes across. Get your cucumber sliced and your messy hoe. Call it, call it,
man. 1993,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
It feel like it was so doggone long ago, man. I'm hurting right now.
Man, boy. I'm trying to remember where I was in 93.
93?
I
know I was. I ain't going to say no more than that.
Damn.
Hey, man. Shouts out to the host of this show, man, Nick Eaton, man. We hope you get better, man. Everything gets better with your cousin. Man, we miss you. You know what I'm saying? We know you're somewhere downloading this. Once we get finished, it's going down.
Critiquing, trying to see what Kevin and Al messed up on.
Okay, you didn't sound like me for a moment there. I know. I can't sound like
you. Oh, man. Most definitely, man. Hey, let's get into that talk of the town, man. I want to hear it again myself, man. It can't be rolling.
This right
here. Rolling.
Everybody that didn't get a chance to tune into our previous show last week, where we were talking about welfare. If you want to go back to check that show out, go on Blog Talk. Go down, scroll down, blogtalkradio.com/the middleman. Scroll down, you'll see the show. It's called Welfare. Is it hurting us or helping? Well, was it helping us or hurting us? Yeah, that was
different.
That's what it was. Yeah. But make sure you tune into that show, man. It was a great conversation. A lot of people call in, great comments. And this is the talk of the town from that previous show right here with our man Nicky, so we can at least hear him on this show. This talk of the town. Hey, this is, I forgot the name of the damn show that quick.
Let's go, man. Run it, man. Run it.
What's up, world? This is your man Nick Eaton, and I am here with the talk of the town. Rihanna falls during concert. On the leg of her Loud tour with CeeLo Green, fans saw Rihanna fall on stage, and it was all caught on video by a fan. The mishap happened when Rihanna was performing her hit single What's My Name with a group of backup dancers. She strutted across the stage in a pair of stiletto boots, but when she turned back around towards her dancers, she dramatically fell forward. It could have been worse, but luckily she managed to catch herself before falling flat.
I've fallen, and I can't get up!
Ron Artest.
Ugh! Idiot!
L.A. Lakers' Ron Artest has decided to follow in the footsteps of many other professional successful athletes of the past and changed his name. As Cassius Clay became Muhammad Ali and Chad Johnson became Chad Ochocinco, Ron has filed a petition at the Los Angeles Superior Court to have his name legally changed to Meta World Peace. According to reports, Meta means loving, kindness, happiness, and Ron is currently looking to have peace placed on the back of his jersey in time for the upcoming season.
Wait a second. A man has the right to change his name to whatever he wants to change it to. And if a man wants to be called Muhammad Ali, God damn it, this is a free country. You should respect his wishes and call the man Muhammad Ali.
His mama named Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
This is your man, Nick Eaton, and this is the talk of the town.
Man, Eddie Murphy was a beast back in the day, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he was a beast. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I hate they never did another Coming to America. I think it would have went. I think it would have worked.
Yep.
But
yep.
You know what? We're living at now. Hey, yeah. But, man, we appreciate everybody that stayed on the phone lines, everybody that stayed on the chat lines. Thank you to everybody. Everybody.
Appreciate y'all.
Hey, make sure you go tell someone about this show because we definitely want to grow. Like they said, we got to grind a little bit harder. We want more people to listen. And, you know, we appreciate everybody that takes the time to listen to this show. If you can tell someone to tell someone to tell someone, that would be great. That would be great. Any closing statements or last words there, Al?
Hey, y'all tune in this Sunday, man. 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central Time. We on real time, not color people time. Tune in, man. We'll have a good show planned for you all. Check it out. I'm done, man. I'm out. I'm hungry. It's late. I'm eating late. And I'm out, man.
Yeah, that's it. This is Talk of the Town. Without Nick Eaton today, but the middleman we set in today, we putting it in. Appreciate everybody. ApartmentK.net. ApartmentK.net. That's ApartmentK, the letter K, dot net. You had to pronounce it, get all those syllables in that. You seen that?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all go check that website out. Dope. Dope. Super dope. Super dope. Shouts out to Joe Dent. Going down.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we out, man. Here we go.
The middleman shouted, Big Crit shouted. Now, I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for? Go take a listen, time out. Take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah. Comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
Hey, Al.
Yo.
Got one thing I want to say. This goes out to all you artists out there that think that you just putting it down like that. Because sometimes I just want to
put the motherfucker in the face.
That's how I feel about it. Because sometimes you just need to be
put the motherfucker in the face.
And that's what's going to have to happen.
Yes, sir.
Because all we going to do is
put the motherfucker
on the face. Yes. Hey, make sure y'all tune in this Sunday. It's going to be 6 p.m. Eastern, y'all. Eastern. And it's 5 p.m. Central. That's
yes,
Mississippi,
sir.
Texas, and Tennessee time. Eastern is New York. Hey, I ain't going to insult y'all intelligence because you might want to
put the motherfucker on the face.
Yes. We out, y'all. Tune in this Sunday.
We out, man.
Going down. Middleman. Long Talk Radio.